Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's a place you can go, it's funny all the time. It's all by the guy, super nice. L-I-L, London Info Live.
Boy, welcome to the Lil Show, London Improv Live, with me, Talal Karkouti. I'm not going to spell that for you. Thanks for joining us, whether you're listening live on the radio on k2kradio.com or via podcast in all its edited glory, where I edit out all the crap. I leave it all the fantastic stuff. I'm confused today. I'm in a weird space. I caught myself wearing the wrong hat yesterday. You know, we all wear different hats. You know, a lot of us, we all wear different hats. We wear a hat around our parents. We wear a different hat when we're at work. A different hat when you're with your friends. A different character, a different person comes out. You talk differently. Your sensitivities vary, you know. The limits of where boisterous conversation can reach, they change. And, you know, I've got all my old school friends who... A lot of them I went to Woodcraft Folk with growing up, which is like a hippie scouts, you know, all very, you know, PC left wing, you know, save the world, save each other kind of attitude, very progressive, thoughtful conversation. And now, you know, for the last couple of years, I've been working in my local pub and I've made a bunch of new friends there. And it's a completely different hat I wear with them. It's kind of like a builder's hat almost, you know, where we're constantly cussing each other's body issues, girlfriends, mothers, sisters, you know, amount of liquor handling capabilities. You know, we just don't hold back. We say the most foul, rancid shit to each other. And it's a safe space where we know we can bounce these kind of dark things around, you know, dig deep into our brains of, you know, where the, I call it the pickle mines, where you, in the brain, where you, all the stuff you've shoved into pickle jars not to be used for years, you dig deep in there and you bring out mum cusses that you've never thought of, or you cuss someone's girlfriend in the most horrible, filthy way. And I was on a WhatsApp group with my schoolmates yesterday and I was just, for some reason, found myself cussing my mate's girlfriend, like, really hard. And I feel terrible. And I was wearing the wrong hat, or has some of the other hat, when I took it off, some of the bits of fabric maybe stuck to my scalp and I put the other hat on, but there was still remnants of the other. And here to help me solve this puzzle is our guests today. Please welcome Derek's Mojo to the show. Hello. Hello, Derek's Mojo.
Hello, thank you for having us.
I love the idea of you wearing different hats and going to Woodcraft and then working behind a bar and doing pickles in the jar and everything.
It's odd. Do you have any, can you relate to this problem I've had?
Oh, yes. So in another world, I work with young people. So I catch myself slipping all the time because I work with vulnerable young people. When I say vulnerable, there's different extremes within that. Some people just need a little bit of support, and some people, well, I just want to say it live on air. And I do residentials, and in those residentials, sometimes I don't sleep that much because obviously I want to make sure that they're okay because they're not my kids. So when I get tired, sometimes the professional moniker slowly slips and fades away as if it's like makeup in the rain just going, and you catch me, I know about slipping.
Has it caused any fallout or I feel
like I'm not, maybe even if I'm slipping at my worst, I'm not gonna be like right, you cannot do this job anymore, but I know I just forget where I am. Like, oh, okay, this is me. I forgot where I was for one moment there.
And you find a way to cover
up? Oh, no, you don't have to cover up.
Have you got any specifics?
You're human. An example of me doing some cooking with some kids. I love food. I love the way that food brings people together. And we was making breakfast. I was all making breakfast with young people. There were probably, I don't know, let's say about 10 to 15. Everyone had a different job, yeah? Because we have a time, we all come together, like kind of like a little quasi-family kind of thing. Yeah. My job was the toast, which I would say, would you say that was like the...
A very difficult task. I can see why they left it to you.
Yeah, so I had the toast because
They're so fickle. You know, they can get burnt like that.
Exactly. So I was doing the toast under the grill because I thought, I don't want it to be cold and everyone waiting for their toast. So I was doing it under the grill. But because obviously I'm overseeing everything, the toast completely burnt. And so there's smoke coming out.
Just keep your eye on that toast, girl.
I know. And there was smoke. And there were some colourful words because I slipped.
Oh, no.
I saw smoke and then a colourful word came out. But I feel like young people, one, they're so forgiving. And two, they just love to see that you're human. Like, oh my gosh, you're actually a human being.
Yeah. Monica, you can't say that.
Can't say what?
Monica, you...
Did she just say what I've
said?
She just said the F word.
Say,
oh, man.
Monica. Our mum send us it so that, you know, we're in a safe place, not surrounded by those kind of foul words.
That's all right. I was recording. I got it.
We got it on our iPhone, Monica.
What you might have thought that I said was a word that I'm not going to say because that would be really unprofessional. Oh. What I actually said was... Fricassee, which is it's a type of sauteing of fish from the southern islands of Iran. Yes, the southern islands of Iran. We'll Google it later. But yeah, let's just go straight in. You guys have got detention, so.
But we're already in detention. We're getting detention from detention.
Pretty much, you've just got a detention from detention. Don't question me.
Do we go into another room for detention from detention? It's like another detention.
You're
going to
get us another detention.
We're just going to go like into the voids, into the spiral, down and down. Detention, detention, detention.
Right, I've had enough of your lip. Let's just pretend this never happened. Nothing happened. Your behaviour, anything else that happened before that behaviour, and then everyone's okay, and maybe we can go out because it's Friday. Would you like that?
Right.
How early are you going to let us out?
I would say if we can all have amnesia from what's happened since we've walked in this room, I would say
I will if you do my homework for me.
Do your own homework and you get to leave with all your limbs.
Well, we might get amnesia, but Jodie's phone might not because that's got the recording.
You mean this phone?
What? How'd she get your phone?
Oh, no, don't. No, that's a window. Don't.
Yes.
No.
I finessed your phone and thank you very much.
Deleting.
And I've also put a doodle app on your phone for homework.
You're a good teacher. Well done.
Yeah, there we go.
And you're not, we're in a teaching scenario there, but very similar. All right, look, I'm thirsty. I don't know about you lot.
Oh.
Let's get some drinks.
Really?
Refreshments.
What a great host you are.
All right, let's have some drinks.
Well, I like the way that he's dressed himself like a bartender as well in the lovely tuxedo, polishing down the mahogany bar there for us.
Definitely.
Polishing this whole time. You don't mind if I use my hands, do you?
Your hands are in it. It's too late.
Yeah. I haven't touched it.
Okay, there we go. I'm open to it.
Woo!
It's cool.
There we go.
That's some ice. Yeah?
I've got some ice. Good and music.
Yeah, feel free to narrate what's going on.
The moon here. It's like a whole Antarctic iceberg.
I love the way Talal's actually now battling with the bag and the ice. He claimed to work at a bar.
I do work at a bar.
Okay, I'm not saying you don't. It's just I've never seen.
It's probably a nail bar. Maybe.
Well, maybe he's like a lawyer. He's past the bar. He's just so intellectual. That these
or he goes
small
to the gym and he's lifting on the bar weight.
Definitely. Yeah. Okay. Oh, what's this? Tupperware. Oh, wow.
You want to carry on dissing me, Monica?
Do you know what? I wasn't dissing you. I was just sharing.
We now have tubs of fruit. Amazing looking summer fare.
Okay.
Wow. I'm genuinely impressed.
He's decorating the glasses. We've got little cucumber slices going in now, being tucked in around the ice cubes.
Thank you. Good commentary.
You
there.
Do not seem like a Tupperware kind of guy. The Tupperware matches. The lids actually fit on.
I'm beginning to get an idea of what sort of bar you work in by the way that you're doing the food arranging. No, it's lovely.
This is me. I work in my local pub. I don't get to do this stuff very often.
Wow. So this is your time.
I used to work here.
I would expect to see in an inner city bijou drinking place.
Yeah, I used to work in those kind of places.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. It's been a long time.
I love the way you're like reminiscing.
Oh, he lost a bit of apple.
It's fine.
It's pear. That's lovely pear there.
Oh, wow.
I'm not using apple today.
You're not messing about.
So I've got nice wide sliced cucumber, beautifully chopped pear, and some white peach.
This is amazing. I love the fact that it just shows it's pre-cut, so it's not the fact that he's bought some Tupperware elsewhere, then some fruit.
No, I did
this
it.
Is thought ahead.
This is
a man that is definitely prepared.
Well, it's a new thing on this show. I like to bring on a different drink every week for the host, for the guests.
There we go. For the host, for me. And the guests can watch me. Oh, now he's getting out some mint. Ooh.
Large amount.
Where did you get that mint from? Is it a supermarket that we shouldn't mention?
No, it was my local grocery.
Yes.
Yeah.
Support local
Shop
businesses.
Local, buy local.
It looked like it. It looked like it. I didn't want to assume.
The smell of the mint, amazing.
I love this. Okay, guys, if you've ever been to one of those places and they're like just touching, filling up your fruit, he was just tapping the mint there and it's bringing out all those smells.
Just so you know, I did go and wash my hands just before recording.
Tapping, I would say, all right. Beating up the mint, really, because he hasn't got a muddler, so he's muddling it with his fist.
You should never... Common misconception, you should never muddle mint.
No?
Just a clap.
You post, there
you
we go.
You never, ever muddle mint. Even in mojito, people, amateurs who are out there muddling their mint in their mojitos, you're amateur.
Have you just alienated some of your audience?
I don't give a shit. They don't know what they're talking about.
You
never muddle
very
mint. It becomes minty paste and bits of it go up your straw and your teeth. Clap. Pop in the glass, stir. That's all you need to do.
Shizzle's just got real. Right. I'm not going to question anything he does now.
Yeah, don't muddle the mint.
Monica, driving, so you can have one, right? It's not a very strong drink. It's only Pimm's. You can have one.
I can.
We're going to be in here for the next couple hours.
Yeah.
You can go on to just straight lemonade or fruity lemonade after that. Is that okay?
I love the way you've given me permission to have what I want. Thank you very much.
But would you like one now?
No, let's have a little one. Sure. I can just sip. And Jodie Ann, I love her so much. And she will help me out. You know, sisters got to support each other.
Sisters I'm always there for
are
you.
Doing it for some Pimm's.
Oh, wow. The connotations in that comment. Sinead.
All right, we're nearly done.
I was just thinking.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, you know, I was just thinking that, like, I feel like we always do the same thing.
We always do the same thing.
We do the same thing. So
but I like routine. I like things to be normal. I don't like change.
I know, Sinead, but we always come to yours for prinks because you've got the bigger space.
I have got the bigger space.
I always do your
hair. I've got a nice rug too. Oh, I love the way you do my hair.
Exactly. And you always do the
Shanique,
makeup.
You are the best at hair.
I know I'm the best at hair. It's just a natural thing.
Yeah.
Like, even though our hair is so different. I feel like my hands were made for your hair. But I feel like maybe, Shanice, we should try something different.
Oh, well, I don't know. You're not gonna make me, like, you know, wear my underwear on the outside or something, are you?
Shanice, why would you even say that?
Well, I know you've got that superhero fetish thing going on.
Right. I said it like one time. There was like one dream. But like,
well, you know,
Darren won't. Like, let's just leave it.
All right. You and Spider-Man get there, Darren. All right. Squirt and thing.
We had a massive... Me and Darren had a massive argument about that when you brought that up when we went to Harvester the other time.
Well, I thought he would like that costume you got him.
Well, maybe he would have, but I didn't... Well... The sizing wasn't just so... Anyway, let's just stop here. I was just thinking, maybe we should go to that new bar.
Oh, the one down the high street?
Smashers, yeah.
Oh, with that bouncer.
Don't even start. Oh, my gosh.
I'd wear Mando on the outside for him, I'll tell you.
He's just like, I feel like he's like, I don't know, like a teacher. Like, do you know Mr. Johnson?
Yeah, and he has a clipboard.
Oh, my God, I love a clipboard.
That means they've got a VIP area. Oh, we might see famous people.
Exactly. So I was just thinking, instead of doing prinks at yours, we'll still do the hair and we'll still do the makeup because, do you know what, like, we need to.
I can't go out of the house without your help.
Exactly.
I know.
Even though you're beautiful on the inside and outside, but do you know what? I just add to that. Do you know what?
You bring it out in
me. You're not a blank canvas.
I'm beautiful when I'm on the inside, but when I'm on the outside, I need your help.
No, you gotta love yourself, babes. Remember when we watched Oprah together? That's what we learned. Yeah. Anyway, so we won't have prinks at yours.
All right.
We're just like go out to this bar.
But that means we'll be going in without having had anything beforehand.
No, that's what I'm thinking. I was just thinking, like, we always go out. Before we go out, we always have a drink. And I was just thinking, what would the world be like if I just left the house without prinks?
Oh,
prinkless.
But would the world look different?
I don't know. Exactly. I don't even know.
Different colours.
I don't know, Shanice.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll try it, shall we?
Okay.
All right. Should we do it tonight?
Well, let's not rush things, Shanice.
Okay. Oh, ow. Oh, careful with the curlers.
All right. Stop moving.
Oh. Cut to that bar when they finally muster up the nerve to go out without pre-drinks. And they get to the bar and everything kind of looks dirty and the music kind of sounds a bit shit.
Shanice,
I'm not so sure about the smell. What's that smell?
No. It's just because
your drinks, ladies. Here you go.
I ordered a white wine spritz. That's brown.
This is the speciality of this place. Smashers wines are always brown.
I don't remember ordering any drinks. Where'd they come from?
Thank you. Don't worry. We've got a free drink. It's cool. Let's go and sit in the corner.
That corner over there. Look, they've got those big fancy cushions with the silk on them. And they're a bit. They're a bit tatty.
Oh, wow.
What's that stain?
Oh, wow.
They sit down and it feels like a bag of rocks.
Ow. Oh, I'm not sure if oh my gosh,
careful, you're sliding off there.
Pick me up.
Put your dress back down.
Oh my gosh.
Ladies, I can tell you've never been here before.
Hi,
yeah. My name's Josephine. And I kind of come here a lot and I might be able to help you out.
Hi, my name's Shaniqua. This is my mate Shanice.
Hi
Shaniqua and Shanice. Look, you'll both be very welcome here, but you've got to learn how to just calm down, take it in your stride, all right?
Well, the thing is, we haven't had a drink yet.
Yeah, I can tell. And listen, the drink here at Smashers is kind of special. I think you might have noticed your white wine is...
brown.
Yeah.
I thought it might be a trick of the lights, but it's not, is it? If I shine my phone on it, look, it's still brown.
Well, basically, what happens is we take... from the night before, when we clean the bar, we take all the wipings off the bar top, where people have had a smashing night and having a great time and all sorts of, you know, varying body fluids might escape them or bits of drink might get spilt. We collect all of that.
It's a bit like Coco Chanel's perfume.
We collect all of that, and what we believe is we have a shaman here, an in-house shaman, who does a ritual every morning with the wipings from the bar.
Oh, wow. Is his name Ricky? Just because I knew a shaman called Ricky that used to live on the Romford Road. Is he that one?
Did he disappear about 4 years ago?
I think he did, but no one's allowed to speak to it, like, speak about him.
That's the guy.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry.
This is his bar.
Josephine, I'm so glad that I met you. And I'm so glad...
We found Ricky.
We've
been looking for him.
And I'm so glad that we left the house without a drink. Do you know what?
Yeah. We can get our money back finally.
Exactly. And it's been different, but I've had a good time. Yeah. Maybe we could have maybe one drink, but we don't have to get smashed.
I promise you, ladies, have one sip of that secret elixir and suddenly the magic of last night will come alive again.
Wow.
And tomorrow, and the day after that, and the day after that.
3, 2, 1.
Suddenly the music sounds really cool, the smell goes away, the bag of rocks feels like the softest satin.
Wow, I love the fact that they've got marshmallows on the floor.
Oh, wow, there's a rainbow in here.
Hi, ladies, it's me, the bartender from earlier. I hope you're enjoying your drinks.
Wow, I love the sparkle and the way that you're changing faces.
Thank you. Would you like some ice cream?
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, I got a unicorn with ice cream.
That's amazing. Let me lift the tail. That is just so... This is like
Can I try some?
Of course you can. Yeah. Let me baby bird it into your mouth.
As they're doing this, the background changes to like a seedy alleyway at 4 in the morning and she's mouth feeding ice cream into her mate.
Hey, get off my patch, this is where I sleep.
Sorry.
Oh, thanks.
What are we doing here? There's a dumpster and...
Listen, Shanice, yeah. I think we should go back to yours.
Oh, I don't think we should ever talk about this again.
Never again.
And prinks every time, yeah?
Prinks every time. Prinks for life.
Yeah.
And you should also have prinks every time you go out. Stay safe, Britain. This message brought to you by Theresa May. All right, okay. Well done. Theresa May's pre-drinks. Pre-drinks.
Oh, okay, then. There we go.
I'm pro-pre-drinks. I'm always pro-pre-drinks.
Okay, yeah,
pro
whatever
Cheers.
You want to do.
Hope you're
Cheers.
Liking your pims.
Cheers. Yeah. I'm going to just taste it.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yeah?
I wish you could taste this. Yes.
Oh, you want a fork for the fruit?
Wow. I could just put my hands
yeah,
in.
Feel
I don't
free
even,
to use your
yeah.
hands or grab a fork, whatever you like.
No, do it. I feel really relaxed here. Thanks for making us feel like at home.
Good. You're most welcome. Thank you for feeling at home.
Yeah.
At home, I've been round your place. I'll never get pins.
Well, like a home of like someone that like that kind of hostess. Not like what would you like? Would you like tap?
Oh, so it's not like as soon as Jodie-Anne leaves, that's when the pins comes out.
Yeah.
Now I'm really at home.
I actually live in a mansion, so you might think that I live in a council estate in a small house. But
why would
actually,
I think that?
Well, I'm just saying because when you open my door, it's on a council estate and it's a really small house.
Oh.
But actually, that's just the entrance. That's where I let Jodie-Anne in, and when she leaves, I then go through. Into my bigger home, which is still on a council estate, which is still a house, but it's just bigger, and that's where we have the PIMS and things like that. I was not making a comment on how you was judging me.
How do the other folks on the council estate feel about that?
It's fine because we all live in one commune, you see, so
everyone gets a bit of the mansion.
No, everyone gets a bit of course.
Ah, right, you're not hogging it all to yourself.
No, that's what local community is all about. It's the sharing, and people think, oh.
Yeah, people are like, oh, gentrification is ruining London. No, they've all got secret mansions,
definitely.
All these council
yeah,
house people.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Obviously.
Obviously. Yeah. Thank you. Not outpricing us.
Russian oligarchs can have all the high-rise flats they want. Yeah,
yeah, let them have it.
Carry on living down it. Living around under the building.
My grandmother is Russian, and I feel like I missed a trick by her not being an oligarch. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah.
Because there's lots of people speak about lots of rich Russians. Mm. My nan is fabulous, but she's not one of those rich Russians. She's straight talking though, which is quite an African thing. I can only speak about Africa and Russia just because I have experience of that. I'm sure there's other cultures out there that are very straight talking and very forward.
So what, Russians and Africans have that in common, you're saying?
Yeah, they say it how it is.
Huh.
In my experience.
Who doesn't say it how it is? Are they English?
Pardon?
The English don't say it as it is.
Obviously not all the English, but stereotypically, if we go, you have the kind of like being quite polite.
Yeah.
Whereas I suppose maybe in my experience of Russians and Africans, they're not being polite. They will just say it how it is.
Donald Trump says it how it is.
He does say it. He does say it how he believes it to be.
Yeah.
His own version of reality.
Oh, wow.
Speaking of, let's play musician.
Oh.
Yeah, it's time for Newsish. The Yay! Portion of the show. I just scolded Jodie-Anne. I feel bad. I wasn't having
That's
a go.
All right. It's fine. The welts are going down now.
That sounds a lot better now. What did I just say?
Newsish.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to Newsish.
Newsish.
We're
doing
a
bit of Newsish.
Where we talk about a news story from the week and then we do some improv based on what we talked about, based on that news story from the week. And I have a news story saved on my phone here.
Fabulous.
Here we go. Okay. I don't know how I feel about this. This is a little controversial. It made me angry as soon as I read it. I thought this would be a good room to discuss it. Plus size clothing and overweight models may fuel obesity epidemic, warn researchers. This is from the Daily Telegraph. Surprise, surprise. The normalization of plus size clothing and overweight models... I'm already angry. The normalization of normal
of normal body sizes.
Normal bodies. I'm already fucking furious.
I'm gonna let you finish. You started so you can finish.
The normalization of plus size clothing and overweight models could be fueling the obesity epidemic because it leads people to underestimate their own weight, a new study has shown. I'll read one or two more paragraphs, but that's it. And I was really hoping this was written by a man, but it's not. It's written by Sarah Napton. The plus size movement may help promote body positivity,
But it is having the unintentional consequence that people start believing that they are a healthy weight, researchers claim. Sociologists from the University of East Anglia said it could undermine efforts to tackle the obesity epidemic, where more than 3 in 5 Britons are overweight or obese. Many companies now have plus-size ranges and plus-size models.
Yeah.
Let's see if there's anyone from on the other side. Oh, so this is Dr. Raya Mutarak from the University of East Anglia. By introducing a new design and styling tailored for plus-size customers and using carefully selected fabrics complementing fuller figures, Curve primarily contributes to promoting body positivity. While this type of body positive movement helps reduce stigmatization of larger sized bodies, it can potentially undermine the recognition of being overweight and its health consequences. There you go. I don't really want to, unless I see something from the other side arguing against it, but if you want to pipe in now.
No, definitely. I'm very much in the camp, and I'm definitely biased as identifying as a plus size female, that there's a difference between unhealthy lifestyle and body positivity, because I think what's really important is just in general, all of us need to be aware of being healthy and making the right choices for us. But then, like I said, choice, that's a key word there, the right choice for us. And just because you're promoting someone's body positivity of the moment now doesn't mean you're promoting them to be unhealthy, because at the end of the day, let's say I'm a, let's just insert X size that is unhealthy, let's say the doctor say is unhealthy, can I not feel good about myself before maybe I become a little bit more healthy?
Yeah? Oh, wouldn't you say that people who are size 0 to size 8 are unhealthy as well?
And I think also it's easy to like visually just go, oh, look at you, you're unhealthy. One, you don't know the context of like why people, whatever size.
True.
And two, at the end of the day, like there is other ways of being unhealthy.
But the whole point of plus size models, if you ask me, from my understanding, was that the size 0 models were promoting an unhealthy lifestyle.
Yeah.
And to battle that, we had real looking men and women modeling, and that's slowly increasing. You know, whether they call it plus size or not, they don't look unhealthy, these models that you see in these adverts.
And then also,
they actually look like normal people, what we're supposed to look like.
And then when you say normal, and I'm in this camp, when you say normal, normal is some people are naturally size 0. Normal is some people are naturally more heavy set. It's not saying like, oh my gosh, to be a real woman, you've got to look this size and that size.
It also boils down to self-confidence and believing in yourself. And if you can't find yourself clothes and things that make you look good and make you feel good, then you're only going to get more depressed and hate yourself more and not try and take care of yourself and not adopt a healthy lifestyle and do everything else.
And what they're saying
is they're encouraging it, but by having that, you're facilitating it.
What they're saying is that people are going to say, I'm not fat. Look, she's in the magazine and I look just as good as her. So that means I think that's what they're saying.
No, I think, but fat, I feel like fat is just a word that we can mold, like society, we decide what the like definition is. But it's not about being fat, it's about being healthy. So you can be a certain size and be healthy. You can be another size and not be healthy.
Yeah.
And I think at the end of the day, like, whatever size I am, I want to feel good on what I'm doing, and I get to make a choice on what I'm putting in my body, what I'm not putting on my body,
and putting on your body.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like,
and how you present yourself to the world.
Yeah,
that is what everyone else sees, and that's how you feel about yourself. It's how we judge ourselves.
Because there's always going to be a cutoff. So if you're saying, actually, let's stop making clothes of a certain size because then those people won't exist. Yeah, let's stop giving access to sanitary products because then people will stop having periods. Should we do that?
Yeah, that's how it works.
No, definitely.
That's how it
also
works.
Let's stop giving young people an education about positive sexual health and relationships because then they will stop having sex.
Completely.
Should we do that?
Yeah.
Oh, let's cap the amount that we support people with larger families because then they will stop having children because that's how it works. Yeah. Sarah, I'm sorry. I'm Sarah. Sarah, I'm so sorry. I agree. Yeah. Just speaking to the author there. You're like, who's this chick, Sarah? She wrote it.
When I was younger, I had an hideous eating disorder for many years and was really quite skeletal for a while, but I wore lots of very baggy clothing to cover it up so that people didn't know. So that's the flip side of it. Again, hiding.
hiding your body.
But I do think, I'm not saying that, oh, people of any size are healthy. No, because one, I'm not a doctor or a healthcare professional. You do have to make sure that you have like a healthy body, but don't muddy that. Don't say, oh, actually, you shouldn't feel good about the way you look because you're overweight. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Would you like some more beans?
Yeah, I've got more beans, 3 scoops of ice cream.
What, spinach ice cream tonight?
Mum, could I maybe have some spinach ice cream? It's just
spinach
that
ice cream.
It's just that I just had this one leaf of spinach and maybe I could have some ice cream if I finish all my dinner.
Oh, maybe you can lick the spoon. You can lick the spoon.
But how come he gets to? I know he's my older brother, but how come he gets to eat whatever he wants and I can only lick the spoon?
Because you're a girl.
Yeah. You're meant to be... Girls can't be as big as guys.
Girls have to be ladylike and delicate.
Can't I delicately eat the spinach ice cream?
Pull your elbows in when you're eating.
Okay.
Come on, Sonia, pull your elbows in.
Okay.
You can
sit up straight. Sit. You put your back up straight. Come on. Okay.
Could I have some more spinach, Mum?
Yeah, all right, you get another leaf. One more leaf.
Thank you.
There you go.
Derek, please, give me just one mouthful of that spinach ice cream. Just one mouthful. Please, while Mum's not looking. You've had like loads, you can have as much as you want. Please, I'm so hungry.
All right, only if you give me 3 Pokemon cards.
What do you mean?
3 shinies under the table, now.
You're a monster.
No,
this extortion.
Charizard is a monster and I want it in my pocket.
You are extorting me and you know I have to do it. There
you
go. One. 2 and
thank you. 3. Thank you very
What's
much.
What's going on here?
Nothing,
Derek, what
Mum.
Was that? Show me. What was that you just put in your pocket? Show me.
I was just looking at my Pokemon cards, Mum.
Oh, when did you get a Charizard?
Oh, yeah. Me and my mate Matt, we traded yesterday. I thought you'd be really proud because
I'm
got
so
a really
glad
good
you're
deal.
Using your pocket money for good things.
Yeah, it was really economic as well because I used my pocket money to buy a packet of non-shinies, but then I swapped them with Matt for 3 shinies.
You're the right entrepreneur, aren't you?
Yeah. And that's why, because I eat so much brain food.
Yeah. Maybe I could be that entrepreneur if I just eat the same as Derek, because we are twins, so he's a little bit older.
Oh,
by 2 minutes.
We've been having
minutes.
This conversation for many, many years now, and you know the answer. You'll be asking for pocket money next.
Yeah, that'll be so weird if we have the same pocket money, us being twins.
Oh, no. What have you got to spend money on?
That's true. I'm just usually in and I'm not allowed to go out after to clubs and things like that.
Have you done all your homework?
Yes, I have done all my homework. Have you done all your homework? I wonder, Derek.
I'll
oh, no, I'm still
morning.
Getting through his homework. Derek, I'll have your homework done
cheers,
for you in
Mum.
The morning.
Cheers, Mum. That night, Monica's in bed.
What?
Hey, Mon. Mon, you said you wanted like 3 beans, yeah? For those cards? Or was it spinach? Can I come in?
Fine.
He sits on the bed. Here's a little Tupperware of some of my leftovers. There you go.
Derek.
Yeah, Mon.
I'm going to run away. This is...
What are you on about? You say this every week.
This is messed up. Like, this is really, really messed up. Mum doesn't even know my name. She doesn't even know my name is Monica. She was the one who said, call me Monica. And in front of everyone else, she calls me Sonia.
Look, you remember in 90... You know, Mum was... Dad always told us that story before he went away, that in the early 60s, Mum had that car accident.
Yeah.
And her brain's been stuck in time.
Yeah.
And she hasn't moved on with the times.
Yeah.
Okay, it's difficult. But I've always got your back, sis. Don't worry.
But not in front of her, Yavin. We're supposed to be together. We're twins.
Look, I'm going to maintain a certain level of bliss for Mother, yeah? That's what Dad made me promise him before he left. He said, keep your Mum happy. Let her keep her bliss. Don't disrupt the funk. Oh, mate. I'm going to jump under your bed, all right?
Monica, open the window. Open the window.
What?
Open the window. Are we still running away tonight?
I
saw your mum's light go out. She's gone to bed. Are we still running away? I brought the ladder even though you're on the first floor.
We're all running away.
your brother's coming with us.
But, Derek, you got it good here.
Look, I'm going to stick up some cardboard cutouts of us and stick them around the dinner table.
Oh. She probably will not even notice anything.
Yeah, I'll stick a little tape recorder on the back of each one on a loop, and I think we can get away with that. She'll just be in a time loop for the rest of her
Derek,
life.
Derek, I feel like you're a real ally.
I gotta look out for you, sis. Look, I don't mean any of that shit. Here's your Charizard back.
What? But it's a shiny, Derek.
I know. I'm keeping the other 2, but you can have the
Thank you. Oh, wow. Wow. So we're running away.
Are we still running away? Is that still the plan? Now that your horrible, mean, nasty, awful brother that you need to get away from and you are friends?
I'm not letting my sister run around on her own, all right?
Well, she won't be on her own. She'll be with me.
Oh, you're not exactly a best influence.
Right, guys, don't ask...
Go on.
Don't argue. If we're all going to be this together, running away, and we can still stay at your nan's house, right?
Yeah, if we have to get there first, but
is
yeah.
Is that the plan?
Yeah, we're all going
to... We're going to run away to my nan.
Well, your nan's not stuck in some weird... She hasn't got some condition as well, has she, where we're going to have to behave
My nan is so cool. My nan was like, she like lived in a commune and everything.
Oh, she's a hippie nan.
Well, she's just a nan.
She's reformed now.
Yeah, she's just open to stuff.
Yeah, but don't open any of the drawers in her house when we get there. Seriously, I did that once. I had to go to therapy.
And she only said that obviously the two of us want to go, but we're twins, so we've got to stick together.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that you came around, Derek.
Me too. Should just do our twin handshake.
Okay.
Yeah, it's twins for life. Look, why don't you wait down the bottom of the ladder? I want a quick word with my sis before we jump out.
All right. Don't be too long, though. It's the last bus in 10 minutes.
All right, Lisa.
We'll be right down. We're packing our bags. Listen.
What?
What is it you want from life? I don't want you to lose direction.
I just want whatever I want. I want to just have the option because I'm not even sure what I want, but everything is just served up for you and you can have as little and as much of life as you want.
Yes, I know, and I'm already been accepted with the scholarship into pilot school. I know.
Exactly. And I just want to have the option to just have a choice. And here, I can't have a choice. And that's why I've got to run away. And I know it's going to be hard for Mum because she's going to be on her own, but she's got Nan.
All right, look, let's say this. Give ourselves a month. We'll help you find your purpose. But we got to come back and check in on Mum after that, all right?
Of course, she's still our Mum.
All right, down the ladder we go.
Okay.
Whee!
Oh, I love the support there.
All right, let's see what this lady's... What was your character called again?
Lisa.
Lisa.
What's Lisa's nan like?
Hello, you two. You coming to visit this Lisa and who's the boy? I haven't had a man in my house in 30 years.
Sorry, Jemima. This is my bro, Derek. Oh. He's older, but only by 2 minutes.
He's still a boy. He's still a man. I can see that.
Yeah.
I can see that.
I promise I'm good
at... Look
around.
At those kneecaps. Look at those hairy knees.
I won't be any trouble. I'll help out around the house, and I'm just here really
help
to...
Help out? Oh, I need help, do I? I need help from... I don't need any help. I haven't need a man in my house for 30
Jemima.
Years. I'll tell you what...
Jemima,
what's he saying? He needs to come around to help me. I don't need help.
You know what? Maybe I'll just camp out the front garden.
Okay, wait.
I tell all the neighbours that I've got a man in my house camping. Oh, that's why don't you just advertise? Why don't you just paint a big sign on the front of my house?
Jemima's got a man living in her house.
Derek,
right?
Maybe if you just stay in the porch and I just want to have a word with Jemima.
Sure thing.
I'm just really, really happy that you let me and Lisa stay here. Well, of course.
Oh, you're my kin. I'll let you stay. You know, Lisa's my granddaughter. I love her. I love her like a granddaughter. And you're Lisa's friend, so I love you like my granddaughter's friend.
And I totally feel that. And sometimes I feel like I can call you Nana, but sometimes I feel like it's weird, so I call you Jemima. Anyway, you know about that bond with somebody, that bond that you have with Lisa and the bond that you've just let me into the family.
Oh, are part of the family.
Oh, thanks, Jemima. But I have that with my brother. Like, we shared a womb together. And yeah, he got out 2 minutes before and he's always been...
Oh, that's it, is he? Did the prison break first, left you behind, left you to fight for yourself. That's what men do. They leave you behind and make you just pull up the rear. It's just shocking the way they treat
us. But Jemima, he's changed. And yeah, he does get a little bit of a head start, especially with Mum, the way she is. You know about her. I've told you about her so many times. But he's like an ally.
All right, he can live in the wheelie bin out the front. But I don't want the neighbours knowing he's there.
All right.
All right, and the foxes get first pickings.
Of course. Derek... How do you feel about...
He's not there.
Derek?
Back at Derek's house with his mum. And then she told me that I was... She didn't need a man in her life. And she didn't have any need for men. And
sweetheart.
I've never been spoken to like that before, Mum.
It's shameful. There was this thing in the 70s called Women's Liberate. I have nothing to do with what I can remember before the car accident. Oh, my God. Flashbacks.
You're all right, Mum. It's 1963.
But you're here with me now, and your sister's gone. It's like she was never here. I'm going to burn all her pictures.
Meanwhile, little did they know, Monica was out the window witnessing all of this. She bursts in. What? You had it difficult for like less than a minute and you had to run all the way back because you can hack it. Stop. I've been here for 15 years.
Who are you? 15. Sorry, who's this?
Hold it, mother.
Who?
Hold it. I've been here for 15 years putting up with this shizzle and you couldn't hack it for less than 15 minutes. I thought you was an ally. Sometimes it's going to be tough and it's not going to be easy, but you got to keep pushing because then if you don't push, there won't be change.
Oh my, I've never seen a woman speak to a man like that before.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm getting shivers up and down my spine. Do it again. Talk to him some more like that. It's amazing. It's wonderful.
Well, Mum, I'll speak to him however I wish to speak to him, especially if I feel like he needs to be pulled up on some stuff.
Oh my Lord, teach me how you do that. That's amazing.
You just say what you want when you want to, but be really respectful of others, Mum.
All right. Derek, you need to wash more.
No, Mum! No, Mum, don't do that! Don't be like them, Mum! I thought I could handle it, I really did. I thought I could step out that door and just be like a modern, progressive man. But the minute that woman talked down to me, I felt inferior, I felt powerless. I felt like I couldn't be of use to anyone.
Oh, I'm torn. My baby boy feels powerless. I want to comfort him, but at the same time, you have inspired me to be strong and powerful as a woman, but I want to... I don't know what to do. I'm tearing myself in part. I'm splitting in half.
Mum. The mother literally splits in half. The children look at her decapitated corpse, well, split corpse on the floor.
Mum.
Darryl.
This has gone too far.
You think?
Look what the future has done to us.
The future is...
Yeah. This is the 21st century's fault.
You're going to blame time and progression on this.
Yeah. You know, things were better back then. It was simpler. Life was simple.
Back when? You're 15 years old.
Yeah, well, I've read about it in books.
What?
Right. Just after... equal rights, but just before women's lib. That was the perfect time.
What? Does that time even exist? What are you talking about?
You know what I mean.
Wikipedia is not a real source of information, Derek. Listen, Mum is split in half. I'm not sure what the authorities are going to get involved with this. I'm not sure if we killed her, if we did this. But all I know is I'm going to start living my life and I'm just going to leave this behind. And you can come with me if you want and I'll be there to support you, or you can stay here and sap up Mum's...
It was your crazy Jeremy Corbyn ideas that did this to Mum, all right? Look at her, Mum's in two, like you said. Mum's upset.
Mum's in two because she's really mixed up and she probably should have had a little bit more support.
Get out! I'm staying in this house. I'm never leaving this house. I thought I could handle it out there, Monica, but I can't. Just promise you'll come see me.
Of course I'll come visit you.
Let me know how you do. Good. Make me proud.
Just follow me on Instagram. You'll know what's going on.
All right, I'll follow you right now.
You're not even following me. I thought you said you support me. You're not even following your twin.
I don't follow girls unless they're wearing bikinis. Bring, 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 bring. It's like notifications. Wow. Fuck.
There we go.
Split in two. Damn.
She's torn.
Torn between the two worlds.
Cleft in twain.
Suddenly discovering something new about myself in this universe, which I never knew existed in the first place.
The universe was always here.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I just tripped over it all of a sudden, and there it was. You leave it out like that, and for someone to trip over, you shouldn't do that with the universe. They're precious things. They cost a lot of money.
Well, you need to take a little look around. The universe has been a-changing, and you just had your eyes closed.
The universe is changing. No one told me it was changing. Does that mean the old universe is on special? Because I need to get me a couple of them if they're on sale.
What do you want? You want a newsletter? You want a notification?
Well, a newsletter would be nice. I thought I signed up to the emails.
Mom, Dad, stop arguing.
Oh, do we have to untie him already?
We're not arguing. We're just talking.
I preferred it when I lived with Mom and Joseph down on Earth.
Oh, gee, here we go again.
See, you wanted to get your Earth kid, didn't you? You wanted to get an Earth kid.
I didn't think they were treating him very well down there. They weren't treating him very well, you know? He was living in caves.
You can't just go into where some of the people are living and go, oh my gosh, the way you're living is wrong, so I'm just going to take you away from your family. I told you that, and this is why we're in this situation.
I know this is why we're in this situation, but you know, it's not my problem. Why is it always my fault? Why am I always the one that's guilty?
Can I just play with my
universe toys in peace.
Let them play with the universe toys.
Oh, right. Be a multi-universe toys you can have there. But you can have the string theory ones, all right? The string theory ones are hanging up here on the mobile. Oh, they're jiggling the wind.
What?
Just playing with Pluto right now.
You play with Pluto. Oh, God, he's so backwards. You don't even know that Pluto isn't even a planet. Oh, God.
It's a mini. It's a dwarf. It's not a planet anymore, but it's still in the universe.
Yeah, they call it a dwarf planet. We put it down there just to confuse them, and they fell for it. God, humans are so stupid. We didn't make them in our image. Please tell me we didn't make them in our image.
I don't think we made them in our image. Maybe they might have been made in your image. Maybe
it's a little bit your image. Oh, yes, oh, my. Never gets old. Never gets old. I was waiting. You haven't said that one this week.
Just like you, never get old.
No, I never do.
I love you.
No, I love you too. Should we go over to Cloud Nine?
Let's go to Cloud Nine.
Let's grab give the boy a harp. He'll be fine. Off we go. And hey, so I'm thinking of making a new kind of unicorn.
And then Pluto rolled over to Saturn and said, "Hey, Saturn, do you want to go play on the swings?" And Saturn said, "Yeah, okay, I'll come play on the swings." And then Pluto went over with Saturn and played on the swings. But then Jupiter came. Jupiter came over and Jupiter looked angry.
Jeff, it's I, the voice.
Hello?
Jeff.
Hello?
You've had this opportunity. You've been taken out of the world.
Where am I?
Jeff.
What's going on?
You are the chosen one.
Huh?
I am the oligarch.
The oligarch?
I am the oligarch.
Is that like a billionaire oracle?
It is.
Oh.
Well, money means nothing to us, but we know we own everything. But anyway,
where am I? Is
all
this a
the
sauna?
Offerings add up.
Who is this?
You have been brought here because you are the chosen one. You are the one human that can get the knowledge and pass it on to the other.
But you will never get the knowledge if you spend your time on the swing.
Wait, why
swing
did you say human like that with emphasis on the man part?
Because you are human. Gender is just a construct of your society. We are just one man.
You were like us before we sent you down to Earth, and now that you have returned to us, you have these preconceptions in your mind that we need to remove.
I think I'm starting to remember, yeah.
Pass me the black hole. We will apply it.
Of course.
We will just apply the black hole to your temporal lobe.
Okay.
Relax. Count back from infinity.
Infinity.
That's right. Just feel yourself becoming one with the universe. You are going to be one of us again.
Jeff!
Yeah.
Jeff! Get out of bed! You're running late and you missed the school bus now.
Coming, Mum. Thanks.
You're going to have to get an Uber because I've got a double shift.
Uber to school?
Yeah. We can't afford an Uber. Can't send him to school in an Uber. What are you on about?
Well, I've got a double shift at the hospital, so he's going to have to get an Uber or you're going to have to walk him there. Either way, he's going to be late. And if he's late again, he's going to be getting double detention. Jeff, get yourself dressed and get down here.
Mama. Come on then, I'll walk you.
Come on, I've got a headache.
Come on, I'll walk you. I've got the lead. I've got the ball throwing stick. Off we go.
Dad,
come on,
Michael.
Put the collar on. Here we go.
No,
give me a collar.
Dad,
click,
no,
click.
I can't
here
arrive to school like this.
If I've got to walk you, I'm going to walk you on a lead. It's the law. Put the muzzle on. Come on, muzzle.
He has a flashback to the heavenly place.
See, the way that you lived was not the way you should have lived. You have a choice.
You always have choice.
Dad's put a collar and a rope around my neck.
Just because things are as they are doesn't mean they are how they should be. You can be an agent for change. You are the chosen one. The chosen one. The chosen one.
They're walking down the street.
Come on. And I've got Pooper Scooper with me. Don't do that over there. Come on. Come on, boy. Oh! What are you doing? What are you doing? Get down! Get down! Get down!
Freedom! What did you mean by all that? I am a human. I am the chosen one. I can choose whatever. I'm sorry.
What are you doing? And why haven't you got your leash on? You look too young to not have your leash on.
Leash? Is this normal?
Well, all kids have got to have their leash on.
Who are you?
Well, I'm Sophia.
Hi, Sophia. Here's my leash. I just took it off, but I have no one to walk me.
You could just walk yourself. You see, my mum apparently is progressive, and she says that I don't need a leash. She's taught me enough. I'm old enough to make the choices on my own, so I'll just walk myself to school. And yeah. Then...
What did you just say? What was that last thing you just said?
She says that I
After
could,
that.
Choices?
Yeah!
I can just make... She's educated me enough for me to make the choice and the mistakes for myself.
That's exactly what I need to learn. Where are you going right now?
Well... I was actually just going to go back home because I left all my school books and things like that.
Can I come? Just watch.
Yeah.
I just want to see how you live. I think I'm going to learn a lot from you.
Ah, see how he is learning. Maybe there is hope for him yet.
Maybe we thought too much of the human. Maybe he is not capable of learning.
The girl seems to be teaching him. Shall we give him one more chance?
Well, we have affinity, so why not?
Let's watch some more of this child.
Sophia, look what I did. I attached the rope around my neck to a tricycle, and I've pushed the tricycle down the hill, and I'm just being pulled by an empty tricycle.
You're funny.
What? No, what you said, walk myself. I'm trying to figure out the logistics of this.
Well, I'm not saying what you're doing is right or wrong, but do you even need the bike to lead you? Do you know where you're going? Well, you don't know where you're going because you're coming to my house, but I know where I'm going.
I'm just following you right now.
Couldn't you just walk without the lead?
Okay. All right. Clip. Cool. All right. I can do this.
And just follow me.
Okay.
I just live over the green over there.
Oh, in that council estate?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I've heard they're a bit... I've never been in a council estate. I heard that they're really filthy.
Well, I'm from a council estate, and do I look filthy?
No, you look amazing. You look like a ray of light.
Oh.
And like a bouncing ball of light.
Oh, thanks. My mum sometimes calls me Rainbow.
Nice, that suits you.
I think that you look like you should look, and that's wonderful.
Oh, cool. Oh, we're here now.
So this is my place. Okay. You got to take off your shoes. My mum's a stickler for that.
All right.
Just go for the couch and the fridge.
No, I choose to keep my shoes on.
But you're going into my mum's house, and those are the mum's.
Okay, all right, I'll take them off.
So just go for the couch and the fridge outside
my
front door.
Whoa, this place is massive on the inside.
Yeah, why wouldn't it be?
It's like a fucking... Is that a maid?
Is it your house like this?
I thought council estates were like for grubby people.
No, people are just people. Well, that's what my mum said.
Someone just took my coat and hat.
Yeah. We take it in turns. We're kind of like a kibbutz commune here. So these people live here as well, but they're working at the moment.
Whoa.
Is that not how it works in your house?
No.
Where do you live? Just over the...
Well, I live in a place that looks like a mansion, but on the inside actually feels like a prison.
That sounds awful.
I know what I have to do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
Cut to the middle of the night.
Do you?
He's rummaging around his house and he's like robbing all his parents' jewels and all their secret possessions. And
What's that noise? What's that noise? What are you doing? Oh, what's
just
you
me,
wait?
Dad. I'm having a wank.
What's that? Oh, all right. We'll keep it down. Keep it down.
Okay, I got away with that. Oh. Leg it. Next day at the market. Random shit. Come get your random shit. It's all free. Diamonds, gold, silver.
Oh, look at that. That looks amazing on you.
I love that random shit. It's like the shopping channel, but you get to leave your house.
Yeah. No, it's amazing. This is amazing. I brought my own shopping bag.
This is an antique femme family heirloom. Okay.
Wow, family heirloom.
Yes,
femme family heirloom.
It's been handed down from woman to woman in my family for centuries.
Wow, is this a moon cup? Is this what they used to call?
Oh, my, look, it's got hieroglyphs on it. It must be an ancient Egyptian moon cup.
Wow. I've been using it as an egg cup, but yeah, I guess you could stick up
your
fang.
Kind of the same thing, isn't it? Except one's a used egg.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah. It kind of is an egg cup.
It's just collecting the eggs. There it is.
It's yours. It's used, but it's free.
Wow. This is amazing.
He's giving us free stuff.
I'm not sure if you're...
Are you all right?
Everything here is free. Take it all.
Oh. Can I have the watch that's on your wrist?
Have it. Fast forward as we go through the day, you see everything being taken bit by bit until the end of the day, he's lying naked in the street. And then Sophia's walking past.
Jeff.
Sophia.
Are you? Sorry. Eye contact.
Hi,
eye contact.
I did it, Sophia. I did it. Hug.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm free.
You are very, very, very free. Would you like?
Another hug? No, thank you.
Sorry. Would you like my jumper? Not to say there's anything wrong with what you've got going on, because it looks...
Wait, before you give it to me, you have to tell me why I deserve it.
You deserve it because you're my friend and I want to share things with you.
I'll have it. Thank you.
He has learnt so much. He has become so wise in the time that he has had. He has moved beyond the human understanding.
He is beyond the human. He did not take the steps in the ways that we would have thought.
He has gone beyond possessions. He has gone beyond things. He is naked and proud.
He is just human, not human.
Let us start a new civilization with this one. Let us take his rib and begin again. And wipe out those we have already begun, because they have proved insufficient.
The planet will be recycled. Recycled, 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 recycled.
We see Pluto and Saturn on the swings. And Jupiter comes over looking really angry. And he walks over to Pluto and says, I can't believe it, guys. I can't believe it. They've recycled Earth.
Well, everyone seems really upset about that. But what about me? I was downgraded. I was working really great as a... I've never really got back on my feet.
You were just downgraded, though. Feel thankful for that thing. Yeah. That me Earth, but mind you, saw it coming. Could see it coming.
Exactly.
You know, it had that infestation. You know, they gave it the creams for the infestation. Would it use the creams? No. Would it use the salves? No. Would it take a shower?
Plastic islands.
Oh, it just let the...
I suppose Earth did have it coming, didn't it?
Oh, it did have it coming. It was a mess. It was a mess.
It is where my problem is, though, guy. Obviously, I don't give a shit if Earth gets recycled, but my problem is... all of that single-use plastic floating around the sea, why is it in there? Because it's non-recyclable. Where's it going to end up, guys? It's just going to end up on us.
Oh.
Whoa.
I've never had plastic touch my surface once.
How do you even know that plastic's a bad thing for us?
I quite like a little bit of plastic. I've heard it comes in all shapes and sizes.
And it lasts forever.
You know, I get a bit bored of just being hit by meteors and comets and whatnot,
you
know.
Saturn, you're a gas giant, so you take a dump load of plastics. It might evaporate or it could release toxic gases
into your
guts. I'd
like a little bit of solid now and then, you know, something a little bit solid permeating my outer skin.
You're always chasing that high, aren't you?
Oh, I am.
Would it even be able to reach us, like through... the cosmos.
Look, these are orders coming from the great beyond. Who knows what they're capable of?
I think we should try. You know, they know they've done. They know what they've been doing. They know what they've been doing. Let's see what they're going to replace it with.
I came here trying to organise a protest, and you're just completely conforming.
Just tell me.
You'll do anything they tell you up there, don't you?
Well, is Venus on board? Is Venus on board? Have you got her signed up yet? Have you?
Let's find out, shall we? Venus. Venus! Is that Mars in there with you? Have you guys been shacking up again?
No, I'm just putting on some wash. I'm washing my hair in the garden.
What's going on up there?
Please come back later. I've just got...
cut to inside the flat.
Venus. They've got to know about us. We got a good thing going on. First it was just a magnetic pull. First it was just that kind of attraction. But we're meant to be together.
We are meant to be together, aren't we?
I want this to be right. If it's going to be for affinity, it's got to be right.
But you know what we have to do, don't you? We have to get away from the draw of the sun. We can't have it controlling us anymore. We need our own gravity. I want to just evolve around you. I just want to run circles around you.
Yeah. Everything just around me.
Yeah.
At last.
And you have to get just going all around you all the time. I'll get rid of any moons and everything and just be us together forever.
Constantly we can make our own solar system. And maybe we can have a couple of moons.
Oh, just a few little moons and... maybe a comet.
I'll do anything for you.
Let's do it. Let's break away from the sun. Let's forge our own path. Let's go out into the galaxy.
Get rid of them, then. Get rid of them at the door.
We fast forward about 5 million years, and Venus and Mars have set up their own galaxy, and they now have many little moons circling around them. And one of these moons separates and takes its own path.
Venus, where's my pants?
Wherever you left them.
Whoa.
I'm not in charge of your pants, well, am I?
You're not in charge of my pants. No, why do you keep moving them? I left them at the front door.
I was going to trip over them, didn't you? You see them where I'm going to trip over them.
I left them at the front door.
Oh, Venus, I used to be beautiful.
It makes sense.
I used to be hot. Oh. So hot that anything that came near me, I would just explode in a ball of fire. I was so bakingly hot.
That was eons ago.
Cool.
Now they're in the distance as this little moon is walking, is floating away. Oh, I can't, I've had
our
enough.
Our first baby's left.
Had enough of this arguing. I can't stand with it anymore. All they do is argue. I'm going to find a new galaxy. Oh, what's that? Some bright star with 6 planets going around it. And a dwarf planet. Oh, that looks
nice.
You
had a chat with the new Earth.
What?
The new... Oh, he's so cool.
He's like proper cool.
He's so much better than the last Earth.
The one before that. We don't talk about the one before that.
Hello?
New kid on the block. All right, everyone. Eyes up, eyes up.
Hi, what are your names? My name's Scriptap12.
Yeah, all right. I'm Saturn.
You can call me Script for short. Oh, hi, Saturn.
I'm Yuri.
Yuri?
Yeah, that's my name. That's my whole name.
That's his whole name. Don't call him anything else.
I don't have any other name.
Nice to meet you. I'm running away from home.
Oh, Scripty. Well, you know, this neighbourhood's a bit full. Move on.
Oh. No. What, you don't have any planets here in need of a moon? Any planets don't have a new moon? Maybe a new planet doesn't have a moon yet?
Well, what about Earth? What about the new Earth? Maybe he could be...
What? Have another moon? But I think it was the moon that messed him up last time. All that moon gazing and romantic.
Give this kid a chance.
All right.
Well, look, let me tell you.
There's a new kid on the block. There's this new one called Earth. He hasn't got a moon yet. He might want one.
Maybe they'll like me because... I'm a good kind of moon. I'm a very modern moon. I have very little effect on tides and body and the water in the bodies of the creatures on the planet.
So you're just there for aesthetic purposes.
I provide
then.
A very nice light. It's clean and filtered UV-free light.
Right, you're not going to affect the water, are you? Because if you move the water around, the water becomes oxygenated. Life starts. We'll have life on Earth again, and the whole thing will kick
off
again.
Yeah, that's where it all went wrong.
Yeah, so don't move the waters.
I'm completely adjustable. So whatever this Earth needs, basically, it can make me the right distance from it that I affect the water in just the right amount.
All right. Go off and see Earth. Let Earth deal with this.
Mind you, those little greeblies that they had on Earth, they were quite fun. I thought they were going to get to me eventually.
Mm. Let Earth deal with it.
Okay. Thanks.
Just over there. Can't you see it? The cleanest one.
Oh, it's on the other side of the sun at the moment. It's coming round. Come around.
Oh. There it is.
There's, yeah, oh, there yeah. it is.
6-1 there. On the left. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. I'll see you around the orbit.
All right. He's going to get burnt up, isn't he?
Well, he's not going to last. I don't give him a thousand years.
But he's cute. Wonder where he's from.
Got to Earth and Mars having a chat. Not Mars. Mars isn't there anymore. Sorry. Mercury.
Mars, nice of you to visit.
Oh, Mars is visiting.
So, Mars, I've heard so much about you. When I was born here, you weren't here, and they said that there was been like this big planet that you know, and now and you ran off with Vanus.
Don't listen to all that gossip. I've just been away on a business trip, and I'm here looking for a fresh start. You look very fresh, lovely.
Oh, thank you. Well, yeah, I'm brand new. You know, I'm still volcanic, still a little bit pimples. Got the acne going off. Oh, there we go. It's another. Squirter. That one.
Meanwhile, Venus is talking to Neptune over the other end. He said what?
And then he just left, just like that. So I thought, you know what? I'm going back to the old neighbourhood because they love and respect me there.
Babe, you don't want to be doing that. You know why? Mars is here too, and he's been telling everyone he's just been on a business trip.
Flashback to Mars and Earth.
Yeah, I love to love and respect women. Every woman that's ever been with me just knows that I love and respect women and all kind of planets and such soul.
Oh, that goes completely against all the stories I've heard about you.
Well,
Don't listen to the
I must say you're very red.
Hello. Hello. Oh, hello. Would you have like to have a look in my cellar?
Dad?
What are you doing here?
Dad, I came here for a fresh start because I was sick of your fighting.
Well, I've come here for a fresh start and you're being a cock block.
Fuck! Where are my brothers and sisters? You piece of work.
I'm Mars.
Yeah.
No life can be here.
Where are my brothers and sisters?
Probably with your mother. Your flashed out mother.
I came here to live with Earth, and if you're going to be my neighbour, I'm not sticking around. Fuck this. Mum!
Oh, so here you are. Well, this is some kind of family reunion, isn't it?
Hmm? Yeah.
You're chatting up Earth. Earth's obviously already adopted you as a stepmom, so I'm not needed anymore. You know what?
No, Mum.
Neptune's just made me a wonderful offer.
No, Mum.
Well, about that, Earth didn't feel like we were best match. The distance was too much. So just thinking
I'm
maybe
on the other side of Earth, honey.
Mum,
so I'm going.
I was just coming to get you, Mum. I didn't want any part of this.
Save it. Save it. I'm not falling for any of your lies anymore. I'm going back to being hot and burning and blazing. Bring on your satellites, bring on your comets, bring on your meteors, I'll eat them all.
Look what you've done, Dad. Look what you've done, you've ruined everything. I'm not sticking around here either. I'm heading in that direction and I'm never turning around.
Just do what you want.
And the little moon floats into the abyss of space and he floats and floats and floats for millions and millions of years. Till he comes across two eternal beings.
You are the chosen one, the one
me
object in the universe.
We have been watching you. We know your history. We know where you have come from. We know the trials and tribulations that you have overcome.
You do?
You are stronger.
No one has ever.
You are stronger than that of those around you.
We wish than to Mars.
Strong, much stronger, and in many different ways.
We have decided to restart the universe.
The
black hole
universe?
Sinkhole has already begun.
No, but
all matter will be sucked into the hole and then exploded out again.
No, but
with you at the genesis.
Thanks for saving me, but what about Pluto? What about Neptune?
You must forget Pluto.
What
you
about
must
Saturn, the gas giant? They never did anything wrong.
You must
they
forget
were experiments.
But doesn't that mean I'm an experiment?
Yes.
Don't
and we shall see how you do. Begin the countdown.
No.
Affinity.
No.
Affinity minus Nuhala.
No.
Affinity minus Wahika. Affinity minus Ahisa. Affinity minus Tapusha.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the little show.
The little.
Yeah, welcome back to London Improv Live, the Lil Show, Lil, with me, Talal Karkuti, Talalabam Karkutables, T-Bone, T-Boz, T-Biz. I'm not going to spell that for you.
T-Bone.
I've got Jodie-Anne and Monica here.
My grandmother used to
here.
Run a cafe, and in her cafe, this is in the Wheat Belt in West Australia, and it was during the Great Depression, my great-grandmother, I should say, and she used to sell T-bone steaks, which was actually what she'd do is after you'd finish, she'd gather up the T-bones and she'd hammer them into really, really cheap steak.
Oh, wow.
And sell it as T-bone.
Holy
entrepreneur. Yeah. Entrepreneur.
She was. She was divorced at 60 for infidelity on her fourth marriage. So there you go. That's my great grandmother was a card. She was fab.
Well, did the Australian Depression coincide with the English and American Depression?
Yeah, it was the same thing. My grandfather, as a young teenager, went walking to try and find work, and he arrived in Kalgoorlie the day after someone had set fire to the Greek shanty town because they were blaming the Greeks for taking all the jobs. Immigrants, you know.
It's always the immigrants.
Nothing ever changes.
They built this city.
Meanwhile, you know, you've got a true blue bred Australian hammering bones into cheap steaks and selling them.
She had a budgie that she used to let out. And I remember we used to sneak when she was really at the end of her life and she was in the home. We used to sneak whiskey and cigars into the home for her because the people in the nursing home wouldn't let her have that. And we're like, it's the end of a day.
Yeah.
So we'd sneak whiskey and cigars into the home for her.
Here you go, Grandma. Here's your whiskey and your cigars. These are Cohiba cigars. Hope you like them.
Cohiba? What brand's that?
They're Cuban, Mum. A Grandma.
Were they rolled on the thighs of a virgin? I'm a virgin, you know.
You're not a virgin, Grandma.
I'm a virgin. I've got
you're a Grandma.
Well, you know, it must have been the Holy Spirit or something, mustn't it?
Wow. Oh, hi, Mum. I'm sorry, I'm just running late. I've got just a million things to do. I've got the PT.
Mum.
Are you going to clean yourself up? You look in absolute state. Do you iron anything? Anyway, I've got you all the pills that you wanted.
And I
got
don't want to take those pills. They're always trying to give me pills.
Mum, just have the pills and have the wheatgrass.
I've gone on Tinder, love. I just need you to sneak me out of the nursing home because I've got a date on Saturday
Mum,
night.
I'm not going to sneak you anywhere. Oh, I've left the kale in the car. I'm going to go in the car and have the kale. Please watch your grandmother.
Yeah.
Will you? You got to sneak me out of the nursing home.
Yeah, okay. Of course, Grandma.
I've got this Tinder date.
Grandma.
I've got one Tinder date at 5.
You're on Tinder.
And then got another date at 6. Yeah.
You can't tell me you're a virgin, Grandma. Come on. Be honest with me. If I'm going to help you with these things.
Oh, all right then. I may have slipped once. Someone saw me in my scanties. You know?
What?
I was dancing in my scanties. It was a full moon. That's what we used to do.
Where were you dancing? Outside?
Well, it was on a beach, wasn't it?
Really?
Yeah.
Did you used to go to the beach a lot when you were a kid? Tell me a story from Australia, Mum. Grandma. I keep calling you Mum, sorry. I just wish you were my Mum.
Well, when I was little, we lived in a tin shack. We lived in a tin shack out in the bush. Tin shack out in the bush. And we used to go out every morning collecting wood. And living off witchetty grubs. And when it rained, the ground turned to mud. Oh.
Nora?
Yeah?
Nora?
Yeah? Yeah, no, it's raining again.
Again?
Oh, my Lord, it's raining again. Oh, no, the floor's going to turn to mud. Fuck's sake.
Girls that still have to go out and get the firewood.
Oh, go out and get some kids.
Rain or shine, you've got to keep the house warm. So off you trot.
Oh, yeah, well, it's only a tin house.
Off you trot.
Oh, God, it's hot anyway.
But please,
so what we need to do is warm the house up and then cool the house down because it's really hot.
I'm going to go back to sleep.
No,
I'm going back to sleep.
Patricia.
You can't sleep.
Look, it's the same every day. The daytime is hot, but at night, you know how cold it gets. So you got to go out.
Not very cold, really, at all.
Not really. I'm fine. We just share the bed, and then we'll be fine. I don't want to go.
What about me? I'll be there in my empty bed.
You sit there on the veranda, mate.
Yeah, and I get colder than anybody. I got to keep watch.
You got to stop those roos eating the peaches, mate.
Stop the dingoes eating the chickens.
Yeah. Peacocks. We've got some peacocks out there. They'll scare things away.
Is the dingoes been eating the chickens?
Sometimes. It happens. But not if I'm on watch.
Not if you're on watch.
Go out there and fetch me some wood.
That's a good point, actually. Go out and get the chooks for some gugs for breakfast.
Off you trot. Go on. I hope neither of you are getting any trouble.
Oh, I won't get any trouble, mate.
Fine. If I have to go, I'll go.
Fuck's sake, he has no idea what we're up to, are we? Shall we head out then?
Yeah, let's go.
Come on.
Flaming galah.
Yeah.
2 hours later, they're in the bush.
Oh, I think we're a bit lost.
You said that you knew where you was going.
Well, I kind of know where I'm going.
What do you mean you kind of know where you're going?
Well, I was kind of just looking at the horizon, you know.
This is
the last time
we went into the bush.
Well, you know.
Did you say you're thirsty?
I'm really thirsty.
I bought some moonshine.
Where'd you get that?
From Pa.
Oh, that's so cool. Oh, that burns. That's pure petrol, that is.
I know. Don't let it near your eye. That's what Grandma used to say. Scottish Grandma used to say.
Yeah, that's right, because we're from Scottish heritage. And when they got off the boat, they came out here and they started making moonshine. But, you know, they're making the moonshine from all kinds of weird shit out here.
What is that smell? An Aborigine man comes out of a bush. What is that awful smell?
Fucking hell.
That's a special magic elixir
that
we've got here for you.
Yeah.
And this magic elixir is going to make fire retardant so the bushfires can't get you.
Don't talk shit to me, yeah? I know what that is. That is some of that white man moonshine shit, huh?
How did you know it was moonshine?
I know many things. I've seen you, white folk, walking around the bush. Think you know how to survive out here?
Well, I've seen you, black folk, walking around the bush because that's where you live.
Yeah,
because you're allowed to do whatever you like.
Now,
I should have thought that through.
Not at the moment, but it's one day we will have our freedom. But for now, I would like to enlighten you. If you would like to taste something truly moving, something truly spiritual.
Oh, yeah, what you got for us, mate?
What you got? This moonshine tastes like shit.
Sure does. It's pure petrol.
I think I've gone blind. I can't really see.
Yeah.
Here, take my hand.
You got
hand.
A bit of white lightning, mate.
Take my hand and come to my shack.
All right, what you got?
Wait, do you reckon we should go to his shack?
Yeah, why not?
What, shacking up with like an Aborigine?
You can trust me.
Yeah, he's got nice. He's got a bit of a bivvy there going, mate.
A bit of a bivvy?
Bivvy whack.
He has got a bit of bivvy work.
It's a shack, yeah.
So, Grandma, did you ever go with this Aborigine or what, man? What you just sat there with your sister Pat chatting the whole time or what?
I've never talked about this to anyone. None of the family know. None of the family know. What? You can't tell
I've never
the family.
Heard that you...
Oh, what, Mum? You got yourself in right as Satan. Do you know, I couldn't even find the kale, so I've just got some spinach, and I'm just going
to
pop
Why
down...
Why do you keep trying to feed me greens?
Because
my bowels are loose enough as it is with all the drugs they're feeding me.
Mom.
I just want some good
all right,
old rum.
All right, Mum.
Get me some rum.
Mum, all right, you're not having any rum. Watch your nan. I'm going to have to go to the shops now, all right?
Sure, get her some real food, Mum, all right? Just because she's a bit overweight doesn't mean she's unhealthy, yeah? She doesn't need to be eating that kale shit all the time.
And a cake.
She's allowed a cake once in a while.
Excuse me, did I just forget who I was? No, am I your mother?
Sorry,
exactly.
Mom.
Listen to your mother. Show some respect.
Sorry, you're right. Ow.
And maybe you should show some respect as well. Don't hit him.
Oh, I never did you any harm. I hit you as a kid.
Well, it did do me harm and I have to speak to my
friend. Oh, here we go.
Grandma, I didn't even know you had a sister, Pat. I never heard of her.
Well, she,
What happened?
Well, she stayed behind in the bush.
What?
She stayed behind.
What happened in that shack, Grandma?
Nora?
Yeah?
You know, I didn't even really want to come here.
Yeah?
I'm actually really enjoying it. And I feel like...
Yeah, you and Jake got something going on, haven't you?
Did you think so too?
Oh, Lord, he really likes you.
Do you reckon?
He even showed you the paintings and everything.
I know.
They're sitting in the Aborigine's shack.
He told you he's dreaming. I mean, you are chosen.
There's like incense floating around the room. It's filling up with smoke.
But we need to get home.
But do we really need to get home?
I'm back, girls.
Hey, Jake.
I went and I got the thing I was telling you about.
Well, let's try it then, Jake.
This is a sacred paste.
Shit.
We collected in the back corner of the caves. It lives in under the biggest rocks. We have to take six of us to tip the rock over. And we scoop up the paste. No one knows where it comes from or who makes it. But what, it gives you quite a trip.
What? So it's like, is it like mold? Or what?
It will make you realise.
How come we're in this cave? How come we can't be in your house?
It helps you realise.
Pat, I'm not so sure about this. I think I'm going to go.
This is the purpose paste. It helps you realise your true purpose in life.
It's like some kind of dreaming paste. I don't know, but you're going to go to the dreaming. I've heard about that. I don't want to go there.
Listen. That's right, the dreaming. You've heard of the dreaming?
Well, yeah.
Have you? How do you know? You must have met another Aborigine before.
Well, there's plenty working on the station, isn't there?
Yeah, we've seen Aborigines before. You're not like the first Aborigine. And why are we in this cave? Why can't we go in your house?
This shack was built by my ancestors.
Oh.
And it's a sacred place.
No disrespect, sorry.
It's all right. You're not to know. You're from...
Would you excuse us for a minute, mate? Could you just go and wait over there?
Sure, I forgot to get the spatula for the paste, so I'll go get the spatula.
Cheers, Jake.
Oh, that's amazing the way he makes that spatula like that.
I know, and I love about the fact that he came out shirtless as well.
Oh, no, nothing but a warmer to cover his manhood. It was amazing.
I don't believe I actually even fancied Pete. Pete like looks like a weedy little boy, and Jake looks like a man. Oh. I think I'm ready for a man.
You think you are? You think you want to go swimming in the middle?
All right, I'm
with
back
him?
With the spatula.
Oh. Hey, Jake.
Stick your tongues out. And I'll put a bit of paste on each of your tongues, all and right. then you tell me what you see.
My tongue's really ugly. I've
just
been told.
Do it, Nora. Oh,
yeah, no right, part of know. Any human is ugly. Every human is beautiful.
Wow, that's so deep.
From the toe to the tip of the head.
All right, then.
Jake is deep, so why wouldn't it be?
He's as deep as a billabong.
I run deep, too.
All right, then. Here we go.
Stick out your tongues. Splooch, splooch.
Oh,
and this should show you your purpose.
Fucking
hell. Oh, well.
What do you see, Nora?
I just... What do you see, Nora?
What? I can see the great snake in the sky. I can see the dreaming snake. Oh, it... Oh, on it... Oh, oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, oh, oh.
Nora? Nora, is she okay?
She's fine. She's in a happy place. What do you see, Pat?
Oh.
Wait, I don't think it's giving me any... It's not having any effect on... Jake?
Yes.
Who are these children?
We're like 10 years older now. Darling?
Jake?
Yeah, good morning. Let me just remind you. You're
Jake,
married to me.
Why haven't you got any clothes on, Jake?
Because we've been sleeping together.
What do you mean we've been sleeping...
These are our children. This is our shack. We've been married 10 years now.
Those kids are ours?
Yeah.
Where's Nora? Wait a minute. Let me look at
Nora. Nora couldn't hack it.
Hack it where?
She couldn't hack it.
She couldn't hack? Where's she gone?
She's gone back to city life.
Nora.
In fact, last I heard, she's left the country even to even bigger cities, less rural areas, more developed city folk.
So you're telling me, Jake, that you and me did the nasty?
Many times.
Many times, no. And we've got to... Sorry, kids, maybe you should go into
They've
your bedroom.
They've seen this every morning. They see the same conversation happen.
So
I need to remind you every morning.
So we're in love.
Yeah, big time, baby.
And we've just had two kids.
Yeah, beautiful mixed-race kids.
These beautiful mixed-race kids.
Best genes.
Well, it's good to have a little mix. Me with my Australian white genes and you with your chocolatey brownish.
I'm 1/8 Russian.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, a long time ago.
Wow, you're so exotic.
Yeah. I love you, baby. And
Jake.
I just want to remind you, you're in a safe place and this is completely consensual. And you wanted to stay and you ate the red paste, which means you choose to stay. And you are blessed with a life of freedom and nature, but also cursed with, a repetitive amnesia.
So... Jake, can I just tell you something?
Of course.
From the moment I laid eyes on you 10 years ago, even before I chose the red paste, I knew that I wanted to spend the rest of my life with you.
And these words are being read in a letter by Nora from her sister.
And that's the letter she sent me, and that was the last contact I had with her.
Oh, my God, Grandma.
But I'm thinking that when I pass over, and I've heard the doctors talk, I know it's going to happen soon. I know I'm not a fool. Don't lie to me. Don't lie to me with them drugs and them pills.
No, they're all liars, Grandma.
Yeah, and those blood transfusions and the snail oil and all of that stuff.
You don't need someone else's blood.
So this is Nora's letter that she wrote me. She wrote me this letter, and I know my sister is safe and happy.
Pat.
And I'm going to go when I go, and I'm going to go join Nora in the dreaming.
Well, shit, Grandma, it's nearly 5. Your Tinder date. Oh, your Tinder date. Sorry, I got caught up in the accent there, Grandma, of your stories. Your Tinder date is. We better go meet him, right?
Maybe, but I'm feeling a bit faint.
Oh.
I'm feeling a bit faint.
Are you remembering your sister?
Tell your mother that I loved her.
No, Grandma, what do you mean? Grandma, where are you going?
I'm going off to join the spirit ancestors.
Grandma, no. Grandma, no, you've got so many stories to tell me. No, Grandma, don't float up through... Oh, I thought that was her soul floating up, but that was her actual body. Floated out the window up to the sky. Grandma. Oh, no, Mum's coming back.
Where's your nan? I just bought back the spinach and the kale, and I've got some B12 as well.
Yeah.
Where is your nan?
She's not going to need any of those anymore, Mum.
Oh, whatever. Come on, get in the car. You got to go to viola practice.
Oh, okay. All right. You don't care about... Okay, all right.
What, has she just gone out?
She's gone on a Tinder date.
You let your nan go on a Tinder
date? Look, she's a grown woman, Mum. She can do what she wants. She's allowed to make her own choices.
She's a grown woman. She's 101 years old.
She's pretty grown, if you ask me.
It is pretty grown. She needs to... You think this is funny?
Yeah.
Think this is funny?
You know what, Mum? I've just had a really enlightening experience, okay? I think I'm going to move to Australia. I'm going to go... Yeah, there's a shack 50 miles east of Perth where... Or something like that. Where there's an aborigine living who... He's going to teach me something, Mum.
Has your nan been telling you those stories again? Do you know
I'm
going to
learn something you could never teach me.
And what's that?
I don't know yet, because otherwise I'd already know it.
Do you know what? If you want to go and follow your roots, go for it. You go to Australia. I did the same thing when I was your age.
You did? Tell me the story. What do you want? Okay, all right, tell me the story. Let's not.
I want to hear your inner teenage angst.
Yeah, okay, let's hear it. Let's
listen
to... I
really want to hear your inner teenage
angst. Let's have some teenage wanks.
I think you're procrastinating.
What is it?
To love's tales of teenage torment. Today.
Yeah, thank you, Simon Fielder, for that lovely jingle. It's time
for
teenage wankst.
Yay!
Excuse me, what do you say, the words you say?
Teenage wankst. It's a mixture of angst, teenage angst, and wanker.
Oh, I had my work hat on there.
Yeah,
so.
No, you're not at work, Monica. Don't worry, just don't share this with the kids. Sorry to disappoint you, Jodie, and this isn't a very, I know it goes against... the name of this segment, but it's not the most angstful song. This is quite an uplifting song, actually.
Oh, nice. Young people can be really uplifting. They've got some great insight.
This is actually really... Note. This is very different to a lot of my other songs in here, which always tend to be quite depressing or sometimes a bit abusive or, like, disturbing.
Yeah, our teenage diaries are all like that.
But this one's actually... All right, let's see what you make of it. Who wants to read it?
One go for
two.
It, Jodie Anne.
Oh, no, we can help me.
Excuse my teenage handwriting.
No. Okay.
There's a pre-chorus and a chorus in the middle. I guess you could repeat them at the end as well. When you get to the end of the second verse, you can close off with another pre-chorus and chorus. But please take it away. This is my song. Has it got a name? No, it hasn't got a name. You guys can name it for me at the end.
Oh, yeah, what a great idea. Take it away and I might take over in a minute. Who knows?
You always say to me that you should be free, but you are, you simply choose not to be. You always find a way to let the blues disrupt your play, but it's you and your excuses that ruin our day.
Cool.
Look up, not down. Keep moving onward and save that frown for something that's worth it.
Why waste your time and let your glory slide by? It's up to you.
It's up to you.
Always got to stick.
Always
stick to the
to
glory
stick.
Like
glory.
Glue. Why do I have to grab your hand anytime there's a chance of experiencing something
grand?
Without me, you would just be a glance. And I shill. And I get... a ear fill.
Oh my ear.
Like I've not done you a favor. It seems you've rather be bored and still. I'd rather watch paint dry on the wallpaper.
Look up, not down. Keep moving onward and save that frown for something that's worth it. Why waste your time and let the glory slide by? It's up to you. You've got to stick to the glory,
stick to the glory,
like glue.
Wow, round of applause there. I'm not going to disrespect younger you. I'm glad that you had a way to
know who it's about.
Yeah, can you talk us through that? Where was you?
You always say to me that you should free, but you are. You simply choose not to be. You choose to stay here with me all the time, you know. It's like you are free. The door's open. Walk out it.
I can't leave.
Why not? Just walk out the freaking door.
No, I actually can't leave. I've got a little problem below. It's happening all the time. Like, even when I don't want it to happen, in the most points I don't want it to happen, it's happening. Look me in the eye. Stop looking down below.
I just thought that, you know, the floorboards were really bad and old and rusty or something, but it's you.
It's me.
Oh.
I've got problems and I can't leave. And that's why I've got to be here. And you happen to be here. So I'm being here with you. I'm sticking with you just like glue.
All right, we'll stick with me like glue, but I mean, you always find a way to let the blues disrupt your play. I mean, don't let it get in the way all the time. Go on, let's find a solution to the problem. Let's work on this together. Let's Google it.
Google it?
Yeah, let's Google it. Google solves all problems.
But my mum always looks at my search history. What if she sees that I've searched this and she'll know that I've got the problem?
I'll show you what you can do. You do click, 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 click. Dark web.
Incognito. Wow. Ooh. Is that a Federa? A Federo? Federa.
Well, it's some kind of maybe hat. Panama sort Panama. Of thing. Oh. But I like the glasses. They're wow. a nice touch.
Okay. Let's all Google right. it. Okay, Google my go. Problem.
So just if you could just type into the search engine all the description of all the symptoms that you're... Oh, and that is... Oh!
I feel like you're judging me. This is supposed to be the...
I'm sorry. I'm just reading over... Oh! And... Ah! Oh, my, all the way to your toes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, wait. Let's just...
Michael, get over here. Get over here quickly. Michael, I've just had a query come in on the old Google. Someone's asking, they've got a real unique problem here, and she needs help. Okay? She's in a tough social situation. You with me, Michael?
I am with you.
All right, check it out. Look at this problem here she's having. Okay. She can't get up out of her seat.
Okay. She's got a lot of... Oh, wow.
Right down to the feet, yeah.
Wow, I've never seen that
and
before.
And she's wearing white.
Wow.
Yeah.
It seems like the room is just filling up there.
More and more people keep coming in the room, and her mate wants to leave, and she can't leave with her mate and because she doesn't want to stand up. It's embarrassing.
Okay, don't worry. I'll bish, bash, bosh. I'll just send out a reply.
What are you advising?
I'm just going to... And I'll just press...
Come back to the girls.
What happened? What just happened then? There was some kind of... Your body shape changed completely. It was like there was a pinching that went in and everything sucked up and your feet got smaller.
And it worked. I feel like I'm back to normal, whatever normal was. It was so far away.
Like you have toe definition. You actually have five toes, whereas before you just had sort of a webbing.
And all that liquid is gone and the swelling and... I feel like I could leave the house.
Do you think... You ready to leave the house?
I've never even had the notion to leave the house because I couldn't because
okay, but oh my God, you look amazing.
Really?
Is this the real you?
Maybe it is. I've been hiding for so long.
But this isn't the person I fell in love with.
What?
You're not the person I fell in love with. You're completely different.
But I thought we were going to experience something grand together.
Well, maybe we are, but you don't look like the person I fell in love with. I mean, maybe, do you think you can go back to who you were?
Well, I don't know. I've just got to this part. I don't want to go back. Actually, I don't want to go back to who I was.
But we were so happy when we were together and you never left the house and I brought you things and did everything
I
told
you
to.
No, you were so happy that I was always here. You were so happy that everything revolved around you and I had no experiences and you were the most excited. I can leave. I don't actually want to be in this relationship.
She unplugs the USB from her belly button. That was connected to the laptop.
I feel so free. I feel like I can get more than a meter away from my laptop. But I'm going to open the door.
Anna, I love you, Anna. Don't leave me.
I loved you, but I've changed into something different now. And there's a whole wide world out there, and it wants to see Anna. It's screaming. It's her name.
Fine, you can leave, but you have to give me back my bra.
Fine. It didn't even really fit me anyway. I've been thrown out of it.
It didn't fit you. They're completely different sizes. Yeah. Anyone can see that.
I feel much more free now. I feel like it was just
Oh, you really are free.
I am. Completely.
She walks out the door and she starts just heading into the bush in the Western Australia. And she's just walking out the house into the bush, deep and deeper and deeper and deeper.
Hello?
Anna.
Hello?
Find the purpose space.
You are the chosen one.
Find the purpose space.
You are the chosen one. Is this some kind of joke?
Anna. A cave is before her.
Come inside. Come
hello? Anyone there?
Come here. Help me push over this rock, mate.
What? Okay.
Hello? Look at all that paste.
What is that?
It's paste. It's the purpose paste. Stick out your tongue.
Okay. Oh wow, I'm starting to feel a bit...
Welcome to the universe.
To the universe.
What you are now fuck? Chosen with us.
You are the chosen one.
We've decided to restart the universe.
Yes, we've done this several times now.
Nothing seems to be working.
Yeah,
but
it's
you,
quite
Anna,
tricky.
You, Anna, are the one.
This time.
We believe with you.
This time.
We will get it right.
This time.
We have an affinity.
With you.
We can forever keep trying to restart the universe.
Again.
Are you sure it's the right Anna? I'm Anna from Walthamstow.
You are Anna of the free breasts. You
yes.
are Anna of
you
the free-flowing breast.
How did you know?
You've removed your conformist bra and now are free.
Yeah, and I feel great about it.
You are flowing freely with the universe.
You're
we
free.
Have watched you walk, Anna. Your walk is like the ripples of time.
Yes.
The ripples of waves.
The ripples of three breasts.
I felt different. I felt at first judged and self-conscious, but then I did feel like a higher sense of self and a sense of something that was constraining me, and I felt free, but I thought I was being ridiculous, but obviously not.
We have been looking for the key to the universe, the point that will make all find eternity.
Yes.
And we have decided it is the freedom of the bosom.
So
let your bosoms roll.
Your task is simple.
Matriarch to rule?
Yes. How did you know?
Because
we put that idea there.
I know everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm omnipresent.
Omnipresent, omnibosomed.
I am one with everything, all things past and future.
Welcome to Sydney News, and we've got an exciting president. Do we have presidents here? Is it prime ministers?
Prime minister,
we've got an exciting election coming up.
He'd
here.
Like to be a president, well, but I don't think that's going to happen.
No, of course not.
It's
here,
not
going to
fucking happen. Not that I've got a
but
vote.
You can,
you know,
I
and
heard
of course,
you.
Voting's legal. Like, you know, it's a mandatory requirement out here. You get fined if you don't vote.
Of course.
So everyone's going to go out there, and we ain't going to have no prime minister. We got the Queen. She's good enough for us.
Well, actually. Yes. And that is something we're all going to have to get used to here in Australia.
Yeah.
We have a queen now.
We do. We've always had.
And it's not the English queen.
What?
It's not that Elizabeth.
You've got to quit. Lizzie. Well, Lizzie's there for life, mate.
She is an English queen, but it's not the English queen.
Whoa. We got
Australia's new queen.
Yeah.
As chosen by you, the Australian people.
All the votes in.
Is Anna from Wandsworth. Welcome to the studio.
Oh, Anna from Wandsworth. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. And I know that I'm welcome because I can read that from you.
Oh,
well, thank you for making your first public appearance here on our show.
It's so amazing to see you.
Absolutely.
I've got something I want to say to the Australian people.
Of course. Yeah, write down that lens there if you want to talk about it.
And all the people of the world.
All of the world,
right,
you know. Australia's global. Rest of the world cares about us. That hasn't happened for a while.
There's a WSK exclusive.
Yeah, go for it,
go
honey.
For it,
go
queen.
For Anna, you know. We're waiting.
Yes, queen. I am Anna. And yes, I am your queen. But you are the queen of yourself. Govern your own choices, decisions, bodies, and thoughts, and move forward so we as a collective, as the universe, as this world can move forward.
Now, Queen Anna, I'm going to have to stop you there. Now, of course, no.
Please just call me Anna.
Okay, Anna.
We're all just human.
No disrespect intended, but just then, you called me a queen. And I'm a bit confused here because, listen, mate, I'm a bloke and me
Regency
trying to think of myself.
Regency is Regency, mate. Don't get hung up on it.
Excuse me, I'm asking a question to the queen
crown
here.
You're wearing, it doesn't matter. I think you're being too delineated in what you're thinking.
But how can I be a queen of myself if I'm a bloke, Anna?
Queen is a word that I have retaken and changed into a unisex statement. It has nothing to do with gender or sex. It's about being. And you are a queen. Say, I am a queen.
I am a queen.
You are a queen. Say it like you mean it.
I am a queen.
Like you mean it.
I am a queen.
Like you mean it.
I am a goddamn bleeding queen.
What are you, David?
I'm a bonzerific fucking queen.
He's a queen.
I'm a
queen. As we all are.
I'm very proud to say I'm a queen. I'm very proud to have Derek's Mojo here. Thank you so much for joining us, you guys. I've had a really great time. Sadly, the show has to end.
Oh,
yeah.
I can speak for myself. I won't speak for you, babe. I've had
you
a great time.
You can speak for me.
I've had a great time.
You're more than welcome to speak for me.
You've been a really, really, really great host. I've had such a great time.
Time has flown.
This has been great, and I really feel like at peace. I've rediscovered parts of myself.
Good.
We've transcended.
Yeah, put that part away, though.
Okay, yes. We kind of transcended there into another space. That music is really effective.
No, yeah, definitely.
Thank you for indulging me and just going with it. That, you know, that news-ish went on for almost an hour, and that's never happened before.
Oh, wow.
Well done.
Give us a voice, and we will use it.
Yeah, we go on.
I can absolutely positively say, and Nate, demand that you come back one time. I really hope you do. Please do come back.
Thank you.
You'll and always
you,
be welcome.
If you want to see more of us, you can visit our website, www.derricksmojo.com, or follow us on Facebook, Derrick's Mojo, Twitter and Insta at Derrick's Mojo. We've got some funnies out there, and we're about spreading like positivity, about spreading love, word, and also just what we're doing as well.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I really love it. And you guys are...
Thanks for giving us a platform.
Really active on there. And check out their YouTube videos, their cartoons. They're really super funny. And go catch Derrick Mojo's live whenever you can. And you can find out where they're playing by following their Twitter. Go on their website.
And their website. It's all there.
Derricksmojo.com.
Yes, it is indeed.
Simple. No excuse, folks. I really appreciate you joining us today, Dr. Listney. Please, you know, follow us too. Twitter.
K2K at the Lil Show. Community Radio. Fabulous.
Excuse me, it's my plug.
Your space is amazing. I've not been to your new studio. It's wicked.
It's awesome. Really
go to thelilshow.com, awesome. K2KRadio.com, of course. They've 24 hours a day. They've got great radio production, broadcasting going on. But thelilshow.com for this stuff. At The Lil Show on Twitter. And find us on Patreon. Go to patreon.com, search for The Lil Show. Support us, you know, give us a pound an episode.
Yes.
That won't
Thank
hurt.
You.
It would mean a great deal, and it will tell me that you want more. And also, it's just, you know, I could do with the money, man.
No, yeah.
Any money I get from the Patreon goes towards providing refreshments for our guests. And if they're coming from afar, I will help them with their transport, things like that. So it really helps the show stay alive if you help us on Patreon. If you like the show, and if you don't want to chip in, that's fine. I get it. I don't donate to stuff I listen to, but you can feel free to reach out on Twitter.
Yeah,
say hello. Tell
definitely.
Me you like the show.
Dress him down.
Give us suggestions. If you've got any game ideas, we always like to try that kind of shit out. Okay, but right now we do have to go. We're running 5 minutes over. I really had a great time, Derrick Smojo. Thank you
for
joining us.
Thank you so much, Tom.
Monica, Jodianne, I look forward to having you back. Okay, let's have some music, shall we?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'll play it again. This is Animal Collective with Derrick.
And then
we're going to hear Derrick Anthony by Fritz Wentink, which is this house tune.
Woo!
You like this kind of shit?
No, I'm vibing.
I like this music. So that will come on after Animal Collective, but let's start with some Animal Collective. And see you next time.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Lil Show out. Peace.
You're listening to
K2K Radio.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.